Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. As we approach Easter, I want us to start turning our attention toward the greatest gift given unto mankind, Jesus. So I want to start by maybe sharing a few thoughts out of Psalm 118 this morning. In verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." I just want to say, praise the Lord, that his love is not as flimsy as many of our people's loves in this world can be at times. In verses 5 through 9, he continues with these thoughts. "In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can people do to me? Yes, the Lord is for me. He will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." As we live in a world around us, it seems like life seems to be unraveling all the places we look. We need the strength of knowing that our Lord is for us. And yes, for all of us who place our trust in him, he is for us. So we really do not need to fear when life brings to us various things we walk after him day by day. He tells us that as we pray to him, he will answer and take care of us. Set us free from those moments in life we need to be set free from. He will help me, the psalmist says. As I read this, other thoughts, different things come, and I want to just remind everybody that the strength we need comes from him. He says, "I will look in triumph at those who hate me." Try as hard as I have, and I know that there are still people out there who may not like me, and I don't like using the word hate, but even may hate me, although hate's a strong term to use in most situations. Each of us are what the Lord created us to be and will become as we desire and seek after him and do our very best to live for him day by day. Now, I find it interesting as well, and I think important. In verse 8, it says, "It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." Where should we look for refuge in our time of need? In other people around us? In the authorities of those over us? He says, no. Look to Jesus. Look to our Lord and Savior, and not those found in the world around us. So as we get closer and closer to Easter, we should place our lives in Christ's hands and leave it there. And yes, I say leave it there. Why? Because human nature tends to try and fix everything, even the things we cannot fix. Thus, we give it to the Lord and take our lives right back as soon as we have a better idea or thought. Here we see the writer saying, leave your life in God's hands. Trust in the Lord always. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust ourselves and others we find in the world living around us. We are too easily persuaded and often make poor choices. And those who seem trustworthy in the world, well, often they're doing what they do for the wrong reasons. Be careful and look to Jesus. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness, his faithful love endures forever, forever. Prayer thoughts for today. Dallas and Whitney. Continue to remember Dallas as he's looking hard for a job, but he just hasn't been able to find the right one. There's a memorial service this Saturday for Carrie Williams. Please remember the family and all those who are coming as they face difficult times. It'll be Saturday at 2 p.m. Surgery today for Juanita Hitt, a hip replacement. Want to lift her up. And those recovering from surgery, Ruth Walton, Pat Fox's husband, had heart surgery, and Grace Erskine, all apparently are doing very well right now. Praise God. Those battling cancer and other physical illnesses, we have a lot of loved ones around us who need God's healing. Missionaries, nation, church, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless you all.